It is time for us to chat with our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty, Athlete of the Week. We are pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Rowan Miller. He's a sophomore at Hillcrest Academy over in Kelowna. This time of year, it's not uncommon to ask a high school student what they do in terms of extracurricular activities, and they'll say they're a multi-sport athlete. Typically, that's track and field and one other sport. Rowan is playing for both the boys' soccer and boys' golf teams at Hillcrest Academy, and he's had himself a pretty good spring on both ends. The Ravens are undefeated on the pitch and are the defending Class 1A state champions on the golf course. Rowan, I think the best example I can give of not just what your schedule can be like, but how you've handled it, is what happened on Friday. You shot a season-best 4-under par 32 at a conference duel over in Riverside against Highland, hopped in the car, went back to Kelowna, and then played that night in a match and scored two goals and had an assist in a win over Cedar Valley Christian. That's a pretty good day. What would you say? That's how it goes, but how would you describe what it's been like to bounce between these two sports this spring?
Yeah, it's definitely a crazy part of the season, and I haven't been able to make it to very many practices because there's not a golf meet and there's a soccer game. So, I mean, just scrambling back and forth, show up. Teammates are they're willing to just accept me at whatever point I can meet them at and give my all and see what comes out of it.
Well, I should mention you have a teammate, Seth Hours, who's pulling the same double duty. Is there a lot of carpooling, and do you guys often try to then find the practice time, whether it's grabbing a soccer ball or just getting your clubs out when it's not maybe necessarily the normal group practices, to make sure that when you're handling one sport or the other or you have downtime from both, you can still be in the shape you want to be?
Yeah, Seth and I definitely try to keep in touch with both ends. We spend a lot of time together this part of the season. We do all the same sports together, so come close over that. The only difference is he will go to soccer matches over golf. So if there's a golf meet, I'll always be at golf. But if there's ever a conflict, he's going to soccer. So, yeah, we both are definitely trying to stay involved best we can and just show up every night.
I think you're doing pretty well at this rate. Just to start on the golf end, your nine-hole average score before Highland meet was right around 36. You got an 18-hole average right around the 80s, and I know you feel like you can shoot in the 70s consistently. And on top of all of that, you were a pretty integral part of a team that won a state championship last year. What do you feel like is the strongest part of your game on the golf course?
I think what keeps me going is a short game, for sure. Usually something's not necessarily going the greatest, and my short game is pretty much always consistent. So if I'm not able to be hitting greens that day for some reason, then I can get up and down for pars. And when everything's clicking, then it gets fun.
A lot of that happened for you last season and this spring, but you had some pretty good teammates to help you and teach you, not just this season, but I think of the seniors from last year. How much did those guys really kind of, you know, show you tips and tidbits, or just by watching them, you picked up things that made you a better player?
Yeah, like everybody had something to contribute last year. Jace was... he's our top dog most of the season. He's out golfing with the ones. His thing I picked up from Jace was his tempo in his swing. Takes it back nice and slow. And I'm usually pretty quick on the backswing, so seeing that is nice. And then Luke's irons were unreal last year, so I could pick that up from him. And Josiah was always – he was always there. For whatever reason, one of us didn't have a greatest round, he's there to pick us up. He's a funny guy.
Pretty good golfer, too. And getting to learn from Josiah Beachy and Luke Schrock and others all culminated in that excellent performance that you had individually at state last year. 14 over par for the 36 holes had you tied for seventh. Nobody in Class 1A had more birdies at the state tournament than you did. How much, as good as that was, did it motivate you and make you go, I want to be back here and I want to be even better?
Yeah, that was definitely one of the best experiences I've had in a sport that I've played. And, I mean, wanting to go back there is definitely in my back of my mind every time I step out onto the course. But this year we got some younger guys who can they have the capabilities to go low. They haven't necessarily done it yet, but I've seen them golf and I've seen them able to do that. So hopefully if everything shakes out nicely, we'll be right back there this year.
We are talking with Hillcrest Academy's Rowan Miller, our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. He's a two-sport star, not only part of that defending state champion team for the Ravens in golf, but we mentioned it. You've been able to play in five of the seven games for Hillcrest this season on the boys' soccer side, and you've been very productive with eight goals scored in that time. What do you feel like is the strongest part of your game as a soccer player?
Yeah, I feel like I haven't really played much soccer before high school and kind of worked it out with my coach that I wasn't going to necessarily be able to be there all the time. And he was willing with the few bodies that we had last year. So coming back again this year, I think my role is mostly just to try to put the ball in back in the net. Like, I have great teammates surrounding me who give me great balls all the time. And if I can just come through and put a couple in the back of the net, helps out our goalies, Kyle and Andrew, and our defensive line is great this year too. So it gives everybody some insurance.
You mentioned picking up soccer pretty much right now around high school. Golf, you picked up, I imagine, much, much younger, right?
Yeah, my grandpa's been taking me out to the course, my grandpa and grandma, since I was probably 5 or 6, really young. Don't even remember it. Out to Kelowna, the 9-hole course. That's our home course now. So, been playing pretty much my whole life.
In terms of going back to soccer, picking the game up, you mentioned it sounds like you have great teammates, and you do. Seth Hours, we mentioned, has been very good. Mike Gerber's had a great year. That makes it a little easier, I'm sure, given that you maybe will miss practices now again and you're not always with the guys. It sounds like you can kind of just show up and get into the flow of things pretty easily because your teammates are able to kind of pick you up.
Yeah, they're having great talent around you makes everybody better. And me, I'm not necessarily the greatest, but I can kick it far and hard, so having that blends well with all the other talent that we have on our team.
I know we talked about the goals when it comes to golf, obviously trying to get yourself and the team back to state. But when it comes to soccer, undefeated start to the season, how big do you kind of shoot for goals there, whether it's for yourself or for the team?
Yeah, I'm not sure what to expect for myself, but hopefully we just keep scoring. For the team, I know that, I mean, we've done great this season. And, I mean, you said we were undefeated. I think we can make a deep run this year, maybe pushing state. I don't know. We are a young group of guys. We'll have pretty much everybody next year except Mason Swartz. And it'd be great to get some experience and deep in the postseason this year. I know that we have the talent to make a deep run this year, too.
It would be the icing on the cake to what's been a pretty sweet spring for not only your team, but for you so far. I guess the last thing I would ask is, last year was obviously pretty good, I'm sure, getting the opportunity to do what you did in golf and getting some time in soccer. But just the way everything's kind of lined up so far, would you rank 2024 to this point maybe a little bit better even than last year?
Yeah, I don't know. It's giving last year a run for its money for sure. I'm not sure that we can top a state title yet just based off this year, but hopefully by the end of the season it'll be better in both aspects, soccer and golf.
We really hope that's the case, because it's been cool to watch you guys, both of your teams, have the success that they've had, and of course, watch what you've been able to do, Rowan. Congrats on a great busy week as part of a great busy spring, and best of luck with the rest of it.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That is Rowan Miller, sophomore at Hillcrest Academy. He's been one of the stars on the soccer pitch and one of the stars on the golf course for the Ravens this spring. It's a unique bit of double duty to pull, and he is excelling at a high, high level. And just as a sophomore, it's a really, really impressive thing that he has pulled off already this season, even going back to doing it last year as a freshman as well. And we want to congratulate Rowan on everything he's accomplished to this point, and of course, on being our Jess Kyoter and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week.